Please welcome Dan Weber.
Hey, everybody. Sound all right out there? Well, my name is Dan. My friends call me Dan. Is anybody a fan of Woody Guthrie at all? All right. The first time I played the Woody Guthrie, I always say that before, you know, I play this song, and the first time I played the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival, I walked out on the stage and forgot where I was and said, is anyone a fan of Woody Guthrie? And the MC, like, almost ate his microphone. I think Arlo was in the back, just, man, what is wrong? That guy. So this is I wrote this as a tribute to Woody for his 100th birthday, as I live in the Pacific Northwest, and Woody spent some time up there writing Pastures of Plenty and Roll On Columbia. So this is a sing-along, so help me sing this one. This is called Oh Woody. Well, they left Oklahoma in the grape wrath. In the Dust Bowl days, they never looked back. Oh, they never looked back, but they're moving again. California's no longer the promised land. Oh, Woody, where are you now? What would you say? Oh, Woody, where are you now? We could sure use you today. Well, we're willing to work. There's no work to be done. Illegal or union, it don't matter none. 'Cause the Wall Street bankers, the corporate greed, they shipped all the jobs overseas. Oh, Woody, where are you now? What would you say? Oh, Woody, where are you now? So we could sure use you today. Now there's floods in the east and there's a drought in the west. It was the hottest summer on record, I guess. With a cough in their lungs, dry tears in their face. It's looking more and more like the Dust Bowl days. But I can still hear Woody, his guitar in hand, singing songs for the men on the Grand Coulee Dam. Singing, this land is your land, this land is mine. Oh, Woody, we sure miss you tonight. Now I'm living way up there in the great Northwest. And so long as it rains, may we be blessed. So it's long live the salmon, long after we're gone. Then it's roll on Columbia, Columbia roll on. Oh Woody, where are you now? What would you say? Sing it with me. Oh Woody, sure use you today. You got. Oh Woody, where are you now? Sure use you today. We can sure use you today. We can sure use you today. Hey. Thanks. After that gig, I was hanging out backstage, and Woody's sister, Mary Jo Guthrie, came back there. She was wearing like a Jackie O peach-colored, like, pillbox hat. And she was eating a grilled cheese sandwich and telling me stories about like growing up in Oklahoma, and at some point she turned to me and she said, "I'm sorry, Dan, I didn't mean to be rude, but would you like a bite of my grilled cheese sandwich?" You know, I was raised Catholic and a gentleman, and I said, "No, ma'am." And then I was thinking, man, there's Woody Guthrie's DNA in that sandwich. Oof, what a conflict. So I wrote this song for my dad. My dad was that guy in my life who taught me all the cool things. Like he gave me his love of trains. We used to have a Lionel train set in the basement, and I still have one in my house to this day. My dad also taught me how to drive, although he did not teach me how to parallel park, which, as you all know, comes in handy now and again when you're on tour in Boston and Chicago. He taught me how to fish, although he didn't teach me a damn thing how to catch. Would have helped. And my dad taught me the 197 things that you can fix, which is to squirt a WD-40 and a little bit of duct tape. This goes out to my dad. This is called Goodbye to Dad. I got a box in the mail today. COD, signed my name. And inside, there was a plastic bag. It was 3,000 miles from home. Little bits of ash and bone. I broke the seal, said, "Hello, Dad." Out to the yard to get some air. Dad sat in my favorite chair. And I made us a couple of drinks. But Dad, he can't drink no more. So what the hell is heaven for? I wonder what my old man might think. But we got along just fine. I drank his glass right after mine. Then I threw a handful in the wind. And I said goodbye to Dad. I took Dad for a good long drive to try to let the years unwind. So I revved it up to 110. Well, it was one of those perfect days. After a week of rain, well, you know how it happens now and then. But a state trooper, he slowed us down when I saw his lights flash on. Then I got pulled over once again. He asked where the fire was. I told him, "Well, it's just because." Then I introduced him to Dad. And they got along just fine. He gave us a warning, said to watch the signs. Then I threw a handful in the wind. And I said goodbye to Dad. This ain't how it's supposed to go. His mom should be here. God knows that she'd know. But I still don't understand. Said goodbye to my old man. I threw Dad in the ocean too, in a secret lake we knew. And then he even jumped on a moving train. I mailed him to Alaska too, something he always wanted to do. Then I said goodbye to his plane. And we got along just fine. I took him down to the lake one last time. Then I threw a handful in the wind. And I said goodbye to Dad. Got a box in the mail today.
Thanks.
Well, like everybody else, I do have CDs out in the lobby. I'm the number one seller of Dan Weber merchandise. Oklahoma, Montana, Vermont, at least the parts that are for Bernie Sanders. I wrote this because I had a little disagreement with my ISP, my internet service provider. You know, when you stop getting emails, like the first couple days are kind of nice. Then after a while, you're like, hey, man, no one's getting my emails either. So this Friday afternoon rolled around when I realized I wasn't getting my emails and no one was getting mine. So I called my internet service provider, Comcast, also known as the Evil Empire. And I did what normal people do. I got the bill. I looked in the back of the bill for the phone number. It's written in Cyrillic about this big. You get out your cheaters, you look at it, you figure out what it is. I called up Comcast. You hit 1 for English, and then you hit 3 for internet, and then you hit 4, and then you hit 6, and at some point you'd have no idea where you are. So you hit *8 to go back to the previous menu. And at some point, I just got pissed off, and I started hitting 0000, and I finally, after 58 minutes, I got hold of a live human being, and they picked up the phone and said, Comcast, this is Philip. And I talked to Philip, and I asked him to look up my account, and Philip looked up my account, and he says, oh, yeah, we've got you on the list of spammers with AOL and Gmail and Comcast. And I said, can you look up my website at www.danwebermusic.com? That's a shameless plug, by the way. And he looked up my email, he looked up my website, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, do I look like a Nigerian spammer to you? Or a Nigerian prince, as the case may be. And so finally, at some point, Philip said he couldn't help me, and because I'm originally from New York, I swore at him and hung up. Now, obviously, I'm from Western New York, which is true. But the next morning, I woke up, and I'm like, huh, I still don't have email. So I thought, because I'm a Northwesterner now, I would be mellow and do what a mellow Northwesterner would do. So I had 4 cups of coffee, I got mellow. I called up Comcast, and this time I knew like all the tricks on how to get there, and this time it only took 27 minutes to get a live human being on the phone after pressing 0000 endlessly. And after 27 minutes, a live human being picked up the phone and said, Comcast, this is Philip. It's the same damn guy. And it wasn't like a different guy pretending to be Philip either. It was the same guy, and he remembered me swearing at him and hanging up. And at some point I said, dude, can I ask you a crazy question? He said, go for it, man. I deal with crazy all day. So, hey, man, I'm a songwriter, you know? So this goes out to Philip and anybody else who feels like maybe they deal with crazy all day. Help me sing along. Well, I paid last month right on the date, but now they say that I was late. Well, I know they're wrong. Hell, I can plainly see when they took my money. I called customer service on the phone. I said, there's been some mistake. I said, I know that sounds crazy. He said, no, I don't. I do it crazy all day. Crazy all day long. Crazy, it's the same old song. I don't know why it's gotta be this way, but I deal with crazy all day. So I was driving too fast, like I sometimes do, when I got pulled over that night. The cop said, "Do you know how fast you were going, son?" I said, "Yeah, I think about 85, and it's no excuse, officer. But those cars were in my way." I said, "I know that sounds crazy." He said, "No, I don't. I deal with crazy all day. Crazy all day long. Crazy, it's the same old song. I don't know why it's gotta be this way, but I deal with crazy all day." Well, the world keeps spinning faster and faster, and I'm going out of my mind, except for those little blue pills that I take every morning. I'm too plugged in and I'm too wound up, and I want off of this ride. Well, I never saw it coming, I never felt nothing. Everything was going just fine. I was walking down the streets of Oakland, California, when I saw this flash of light. Next thing I know, I'm standing there at the pearly gates. Oh no. Well, St. Peter, this is crazy. He said, "No, my son, I deal with crazy all day." Sing it. Crazy all day long. Crazy, it's the same old song. I don't know why it's gotta be this way, but I deal with crazy all day. I don't know why it's gotta be this way, but I deal with crazy.
Thank you. Thank you.
May there be a little extra in your paycheck this month. May you take that long vacation that you've been dreaming of. And may it not be monsoon season when you finally get to go. And when your trip is over, may you be the last to know. May you get a good night's sleep like you haven't in a while. May you know the joy of waking up to your lover's smile. And may you take an extra hour beneath the covers in the morning. And when you count your blessings, may you never want for more. Oh, they say it's all downhill from here, but don't you believe it's true. May the good Lord take a liking to you. May your fever finally break. May you feel like you belong. May the kindness of strangers prove you wrong. May you not sweat the small stuff. That's why they call it small. When you need a friend the most, may I be the one you call. And may your old car run like it used to run back when it was new. And may the good Lord take a liking to you. they say it's all downhill from here, but don't you believe it's true? And may the good Lord take a liking to you, but not too soon. Yeah, they say it's all downhill from here, but don't you believe it's true? And may the good Lord take a liking to each and every one of you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, y'all.